This is Senior Moments on KVON.
And the Senior Moments program for this week is featuring a guest who's been with us previously on the show. It's Pablo Zatarain from Fair Housing Napa Valley. Pablo, welcome back.
Hi, Barry. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right. So let's get started. We're focused, of course, on issues for older folks here in this particular show, but your work covers everybody in the community. What have you seen in this 6, 7, 8 week period that we're in this pandemic emergency? What have you seen, if anything, related to housing discrimination issues or problems that renters or landlords are having?
Well, as I'm sure you're well aware, the crisis has caused a number of different challenges. And when you're talking about tenants, I think the majority of those challenges lie on the ability to pay rent or the ability to otherwise sustain their housing due to a loss of income, a lack of income, if they ended up losing their job, or for any other crisis-related reason. So a lot of what we're seeing are more practical issues regarding tenancies, not just ability to pay rent, but how do you, for example, if you live in subsidized housing, how do you secure the necessary documentation to recertify your subsidy during the current shelter-in-place orders? So we are working with tenants in a number of different areas, also working with a number of partners and networks that assist vulnerable communities. But as you mentioned, seniors and older adults are definitely part of that community and somebody that we are happy to serve.
And so tell us a little bit about how it works. If someone contacts your office and says, you know, I've lost my job, I have nothing to fall back on, I can't pay my rent, what do I do now?
Well, they are protected currently by the governor's order. The governor's order regarding eviction states that if you cannot pay rent due to the crisis, meaning you lost your employment or lost wages or otherwise do not have the means to pay rent, you are now protected under there are two current state orders, the first being the governor's order. And what that provides is an extension of time to respond to an eviction due to non-payment of rent because of the crisis. So it's very specific in its protection, and it's very specific in what it covers. It covers the response period for a tenant facing eviction. There was a broader rule put out by the State Judicial Council, which applied more comprehensively to the eviction process. It still allows new evictions to be filed, but what it does is postpone the issuing of summons, which is the initial court order given to tenants to start the eviction process. It also delays active eviction cases for a period of 60 days. And the summons suspension is for 90 days following the lifting of emergency orders. So it could be some time before tenants who are facing an eviction currently see that eviction. But our concern is that if and when that time lapses, what we will see is a wave of evictions across Napa County for people that were unable to pay rent.
Yeah.
So that is currently what we're working on right now, is seeing if there are additional protections that could possibly be implemented to more better protect tenants that are in a position of eviction and facing homelessness either during or after the crisis.
And I've commented on this a couple of times in regard to both people with mortgages or people who are renting, getting a cost deferred to a later time is good for keeping people sheltered during this current emergency, but it's not going to work for people who are living paycheck to paycheck to begin with, to end up with a few months from now, a bill for $10,000 for all the months you couldn't pay rent, and now the prohibition on eviction ends, and like you say, suddenly a lot of people are in a bad position. What kind of resources do you have to apply to that very financial problem?
Well, luckily, Napa has responded in a very positive and meaningful way in terms of available resources, available assistance for tenants and residents otherwise that are in need of services and resources. And so primarily, if you're dealing with rent, what you're talking about are financial assistance programs. There are rental assistance programs also, I believe, or I understand, being implemented through the county and the city of Napa. So from local government down to nonprofit service providers and everybody in between, the community is really responding to provide what is available to tenants and residents in need. That, as you mentioned, is a piece of it. The other piece is looking at the legal side of this and how can we protect tenants on a legal basis so that we're not concerned about them getting to the point where they owe upwards of $10,000, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get into a hole you really just don't have any wherewithal to dig out of. We talked last week with the mayor and Lark Farrell from Housing Division at the City of Napa about the money they have put into the program to make sure that some people can stay in their places. I think they're able to help 50 to 60 renters with that. Is that the kind of resources you're talking about?
Yes, among them. There are financial assistance programs being offered through a number of local partners as well. On the Move and Puertas Abiertas in the city of Napa, mm-hmm. as well as Up Valley Family Centers in Calistoga and St. Helena. So for eligible residents, they may apply for financial assistance and can contact any of those three agencies for more information on eligibility requirements and any other relevant information.
Mm-hmm. What about the Community Foundations Fund? They're assisting people as well. Does that help with housing?
Correct. And so their funding is being offered through the three agencies I just mentioned.
Gotcha.
So to apply for that funding, you would go to On the Move, Puertas Abiertas, or Up Valley Family Centers.
Excellent. Is this a real hands-on problem right now, Pablo, or is this a problem that we're anticipating is going to develop?
I would say it's a combination of both. As a fair housing agency and as a tenant counseling agency, we are already seeing the effects firsthand. I mean, we've been seeing them now for 4 or 5 weeks. But there is also the greater concern of what happens, as I mentioned, when this anticipated wave of evictions and displacements occur. And I think the first step in addressing that was making sure that it didn't happen during the crisis so that people weren't putting their health at risk, as well as every other risk that comes with being displaced and being made potentially homeless. But now what we are really trying to address is the back end of this entire crisis, where people start returning to work, where people are able to start producing some income, but at the same time may not have everything that they need to be current with their rent at that time. So trying to see what we can do to avoid people being displaced in the meantime and to keep tenants housed as much as possible.
Yeah. This particular crisis, some analysts are saying, you know, we're going to have a significant tail on this that will take quite a while to proceed through, that being that when, for example, some of the major employers like restaurants and wineries come back online, it won't be at their 100% level. And that means some people may stay on furlough or may end up being completely terminated from jobs that the demand for them won't come back immediately. It will take months or a year for some things to come back. I'm sure that's part of the thinking as well here. And so would you think we're looking at a problem that is contained within the current calendar year? Does it stretch on into 2021?
I would be surprised if it was completely contained within this calendar year, just based on the amount of debt, the amount of challenges that all residents are taking on right now, not just tenants, but how long that will take to all rebound is anybody's guess. I'm certainly not going to speculate on that, but I would venture to say that it would be beyond the current calendar year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that has to do with the specifics of Napa County. I mean, as you mentioned, we as a county are relying on tourism. We are relying on people from other areas visiting the county. And those jobs may not be may not be as feasible to bring back comprehensively as maybe other industries. And so because of that, I do believe that NAPA will face some challenges for the rest of the year, if not longer.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some kinds of work where, you know, the demand will return very quickly. For example, if you were thinking about buying a new vehicle before all this started, you still have your job. You might not want to be out shopping for a car today, but in 2 months from now, you might. So that kind of has the potential to just, you know, jump quickly back into normal activity. Whereas what you're talking about and what we're all experiencing with hospitality and tourism, that's a confidence question. People have to have confidence to come back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You're absolutely right. And yeah. I think we as a network of service providers, including Fair Housing Napa Valley, are really cognizant of that fact. And the fact that immediate help is great, but long-term help will absolutely be necessary for many residents in our community.
Yeah. All right. Very good information. Pablo Zatarain, Fair Housing Napa Valley, here on our Senior Moments program. Give us some information on getting in contact with you and mention again the names of those agencies that are helping with assistance.
Absolutely. So to repeat, the three agencies offering financial assistance through the Napa Valley Community Foundation Fund are On the Move in the city of Napa, Puertas Abiertas in the city of Napa, and Napa Valley Family Centers in Calistoga and St. Helena. And you can contact our agency at 707-224-9720. We are working remotely currently, as much of the rest of the community, but we are responding to voicemails as well as emails. You may reach us at info@napafairhousing.org, or feel free to email me at pablo@napafairhousing.org.
As always, great information, Pablo. Thanks for being on Senior Moments today.
Thank you so much, Barry. Take care.
You too.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit.